4, and again, you're back here with me, Moyawa, on Radio Wate's Drive Show. Ki te kore koutou e mōhio ngā whakataitai I tēnei weekend, te whakataitai mō ngā regionals, or actually, specifically, Tai Tokerau regionals, the maranga mai e te iwi. Tai Tokerau regionals went off. It was crazy. We had Ngāti Pātua get in for the finals. They're going to be showing up. Ngauri o Manu Manu, they're going to be showing up at Matatini next year, which is crazy, and also in a beautiful way. And of course, you had Murifinua take out that regionals. You had Te Whanganui Ātara as well. They had their regionals. They had their two qualifiers. I haven't had a chance to have a look at them, but if you want to, I think Māori Plus has those performances for you. Now, on a kind of on topic, off topic, I guess. But we have Arena Williams, the MP for the Manurewa electorate and Labour List MP. Arena Williams joins us this afternoon again, every Monday. She has a bit of a catch up with us, and there's so much to talk about, and we only get so much. But nevertheless, we're glad to have you on again, Arena.
Kia ora. Are you giving me a promotion to Matatini commentator on the show today?
That was my plan. So just tell us, what rōpū are you standing for, Najakes? But hey, would you stand for Kapaka rōpū?
I am not that way talented, but my beautiful cousins in Waiherere always have my heart, always have my support, love to see them doing their thing. And that was the same this weekend, going along to Polyfest and seeing our students in South Auckland take the stage. Amazing.
Did you ever get into Polyfest when you were younger?
I did Polyfest at school, but when I was going to Polyfest, it felt so different. The time that you could spend off was usually just, you know, your opportunity to perform. Nowadays, there's such a focus on the teachers and parents supporting students to get into it, to support their friends, to be a part of what has become a fixture of our cultural celebrations in Auckland. There was such an incredible buzz of young people supporting young people to be proud, be Māori, be Samoan, be Tongan, celebrate their culture and their reo, and just an atmosphere that if you haven't been along to Polyfest, you need to go next year.
Wow. While I was there, we went there for mahi and we spoke to a few people. I couldn't help but realise how old I had gotten, because there has been a few changes. I mean, outside of our physical selves, I did realise I wasn't 12 anymore, but it was cool. But as you mentioned, it is a beautiful place to be, and it made sense to me that the Labour Party would come out and show full pride this weekend. And you know, I wanted to get your take on Labour Party showing up and showing out at Polyfest over the weekend, or actually specifically
That's
on
right.
Friday.
As the local MP for Manukau, I was welcoming the Labour leader, Chris Hipkins, alongside a number of our senior spokespeople, like the finance spokesperson, Barbara Edmonds, the Honourable Jenny Silester, Willie Jackson, Shannon Halbert. We had a big contingent of MPs there, because we know just how important Polyfest is to the culture of South Auckland and indeed the whole city. And the way that we show up for our rangatahi needs to be exactly that, to meet them where they are, to talk about the politics that they see in their communities as having an impact on them. And, you know, to be able to have those informal discussions that happen on the side of the stage when they're getting ready to perform or at the food stalls. I had a great conversation lining up for Ōtai with some students who were there who just wanted to know why Labour was there. And I said exactly that it's our job to represent you in Parliament, and so we need to be here having these conversations. I liked what you said about, you know, that pride in showing up as well, because as the local MP, I'm so proud to be able to have Polyfest in Manukau, to be able to have our local kids being the ones who are from the area, able to host other students and to show off that amazing mahi that they are so good at.
Yeah, so true. I mean, I won't lie, I was listening and then all I heard was Ōtai, and my brain just went back to, man, you know what, I would die for a bit of Ōtai right now, even though it's Monday.
Yes.
But no, you're so right, and I did see, actually, me and Ate Rea no Mate Ariki, who one of our mates here, was we were just talking about our experiences of being going to Polyfest and actually seeing seeing our leaders, seeing whoever that might be at the time. I remember meeting Helen Clark at a Polyfest, and that being a really, really important event in my life, because I realised, one, you's a human, and that yep. you will come and have a kōrero with us. And so I acknowledge that that's a really important thing for you fellas to do.
But I also want to say to those students who were there, you know, that is the stage for political conversations. Mm-hmm. I saw a number of student groups putting their political whakaaro forward, you know, things like the cost of living, about how young people are having to get second jobs to support their family alongside their schooling. Those are, you know, the most important political issues of the day, not whatever of the 18 bills that the government is pushing through urgency at any given time in Parliament, or the kinds of changes that we're seeing rushed through here. It's actually, you know, how does politics affect you and your life as a 17-year-old is the most important conversation we could have. And that's why it's so important to me that the Labor leader was there.
Kia ora, ai tēnā koe. Now, before we carry on some more kōrero, were you able to catch some rōpū? Any particular groups that stood out for you?
I did. We went down to the Samoan stage and spent some time down there. Apart from having a bit of a kani-kani ourselves, and I'm no SIVA expert, but I'm working on it. But we also got to stay for the performance of Dilworth and Auckland Grammar School. And those guys were bringing it. You know, it was obvious that they had put in so much work into their performances. We made it down to the Tongan stage as well and got to see just the beautiful performances that were going on there. If I could have, I would have stayed longer, but you know, the work of the local MP is never over.
No, it's not, and we appreciate you. But hey, on that, you know, with another sitting week coming up, what orders or committee meetings are you looking forward to this week?
Yeah, we've got the committee stage in the House of the bill which is progressing that would put charges, road user charges, on drivers of electric vehicles and plug-in hybrid vehicles. So anyone under the Labor government that took advantage of the clean car discount, that was a policy that was designed to get more electric vehicles on our roads, will now have to pay charges to use the road, similar to what diesel cars pay. We've done a lot of work in committee on that, and actually the government has adopted the changes that me and my colleague Tangia Tikere fought for in that committee. So now we've got to go back to the House and argue to keep those changes with the minister, who has said that he is, you know, investigating, looking at those. But it would be a cost to his budget of around $5 million, and so we need to make sure that he holds true to that promise. Makes a big difference for people like taxi drivers who are filling up all the time and using electric vehicles to make things cheaper for themselves and for their business. I've talked to Maraniwa taxi drivers who, you know, say that it won't be viable for them anymore to use the EVs that they purchased under the Labor government, and that this wasn't what they voted for when they were supporting National. So just making sure that the rules are fair and that we design a system which works for everyone.
O tēnā koe e whā, kia manawa nui mai koa, ti te wā ki tōtai, apologies e whā, we've run out of time, but we definitely will catch up with you next Monday. So thank you so much, Arena, for joining us this afternoon.
No worries, kia ora.
There you have it, that's Arena Williams, the Manurewa electorate MP. And, you know, she should be really proud of a lot of the stuff that was going on, especially with the Labor Party. I mean, you had Chris Hipkins give a State of the Nation speech at AUT Manukau campus. You had Polyfest. You had and a lot of rangatahi from Manurewa making their way through to Polyfest, and so many other kaupapa that's going on in Tāmaki Makaurau. So Arena should be pretty proud of her people, of our people. We love it. Kawai. Coming up is a Waiata, it's Kia Manawa featuring Akura Tuarua o Tāmaki Makaurau, just wrapping up our kōrero on Polyfest. Here's some kura from Tāmaki Makaurau having a bit of a singing sesh with Pere Wihongi with Kia Manawa. Are are mai o taringa, it's 24 minutes past 4. We got Taylor Johnson joining us very shortly. He te tūkia, ri te awa atu ki te kanapa o